Often vulgar, always explicit, and sometimes funny.
Slap box. Slap box.
Welcome to the Slapbox Podcast. This is episode 614. I'm your host, Josh Albrecht, recording once again from the Slapbox Penthouse. My trusty sidekick, Agent Fox Mulder, the three-legged kitty cat, is sunbathing near the window by me. Just chilling. As he's going to get fed before here too long here, like in 30 minutes. So I imagine he's going to be flipping out before too long. He's looking over at me as I'm talking about him. Eyeing me up. Yes. I'm trying to give myself some fucking energy here, but it's tough. Trying to come out with a bang. I need some caffeine. Really, I need some sleep. I haven't got much sleep this week. And I had agreed to run pretty far this morning as I said I could do like 10. Ended up doing like 12 and walking a good chunk of those last 3 miles. As I haven't gone that far in almost damn near 2 years. And yeah, I'm fucking tired now. And I had to get up early this morning, which way earlier than I generally do on Saturdays. I sleep in on Saturdays. That's a day for me to, that's the night. Friday night is the night where I'm going to get some sleep. As it turns out, I didn't get a whole lot of sleep last night. But it's just continuation. It's continuation. What do I expect? I don't sleep much during the week. Why sleep on the weekends? Find some weird shit on my desk. Anyway, I think that's part of a cough drop or something. I don't know what the hell that is. Looks like either part of like a lozenge. Oh, you know what? That's part of that. I had some Twizzlers the other day. That's what that's from. Trying to discover what these remnants are. I'm trying to do some forensic examination. Did occur to me, I did have a bag of Twizzlers sitting there just like yesterday. Maybe I could have used some of that, some sugar to get me pumped. I do have some Monster in the fridge. I could have attempted to take that again today. But I'm still having issues with my teeth, so I'm going to try to avoid that. After doing this show, I imagine I'm going to probably try to get like a 5-hour energy so I can stay awake, because I plan on doing plenty more shit today. I do have to go to the store. I was going to go to the auto parts store and get some oil and stuff because I need to change my oil on Monday, but I don't think I'm going to make it today. I've already killed too much time. Maybe I'll be able to swing by there tomorrow. I'm not sure if they're open on Monday. That could be a real problem. It might throw a real wrench in my work, but I have to fucking get that done Monday. So, I have to figure something out. I procrastinated too long on getting the shit. But I really don't have the time today. Anyway, because I'm 3 minutes in, I'm already like, fuck, I'm tired. I was tired from the get-go. This is going to be a rough one. I am going to the Muffin Man's today. You know what? Shit. I might have to pause just to go grab a fucking Monster. I need the caffeine. You know what? Yeah, I'm going to pause, get a Monster, and try to get jacked up. All right. I've got some Monster in me. But it does take, you know, like 10 minutes for caffeine to hit your system, so it might take a while for me to get some energy going here. Fuck, I haven't been this dead tired in a long time. But yeah, man, I haven't gotten jack shit for sleep this week. And then doing 12 miles out on the Katy Trail today. Not a wise decision. My body was not ready for that, especially with the lack of sleep this week. Working hard at work. It's already getting pretty fucking warm in there. Welding in really hot weather is not fun. Not that I ever thought it was going to be. This is not something I'm really shocked by. Trying to get back that, get that monster in my veins. I just need to get an IV of monster. Maybe that's what I need. Just IV it in. Straight to the vein, you know. Don't let it just absorb through everything else. Just gotta main vein it. I feel like that might kill you. I'm not sure how well that would work. I am not a doctor. I want to clarify that. I should not... do not take any of my ideas as, you know, a good thing. Anyway, I think that should be pretty obvious on this podcast, though, that I'm not a doctor. update. I was saying, I'm going to the Muffin Man's. He's making some brisket. I haven't been over to Muffin Man's in I don't know how long. It's been a while. Of course, we used to do the show over there. We called it the bunker, but no, it was the Muffin Hut. That we would refer to it as I did it every week over there for shit years upon years, and then COVID hit, and then that kind of ended the traveling to Union every week as try to avoid people in general. And then I would just record in the Slapbox bunker before moving to the penthouse here. And I think the caffeine's slowly starting to kick in. It's rough. My throat's a little off, too. I've still been having issues with my teeth, and I think that's caused some sinus issues. And then I've had running out of the Katy Trail for, 2 hours or whatever the fuck it was. There was a lot of stuff in the air, a lot of pollen, whatnot, you know, a lot of stuff blooming. Ready to about hack up a lung. I'll hopefully hit mute before then or pause before hacking that up. So I'll try to do that. we'll see how that works. Anyway. A recap, of course, last week, when I did the show was before I went to my custom, son of a bitch. I'm getting old, man. The brain just doesn't, work properly anymore, especially when we're really tired. When I went to, my cousin Justin's wedding, I guess I was mixing cousin with the word, with the name Justin and custom. My cousin Justin, son of a bitch. All right, work with me, brain. Work with me here. So yeah, I went to Justin's wedding last week. I took my mom up there, and of course, Shelley was up there with Nabina there, and we met them up there. It was over in Soulard. And, man, I got really lucky. I hate driving around that area or, like, trying to park. It's funny, I drive a Mini Cooper, but I've only parallel parked, like, a couple of times in my life, and that was mainly just to try to pass the driver's test. And so I don't parallel park, and I was like hoping that this is not a thing. If that was a thing, I don't know, I might have just turned around. And I've got like the easiest possible car you could have to parallel park, but I'm like, I don't want to fucking parallel park. But driving around there, I realized like, oh, fuck me. I may not find a parking spot, period. Anywhere near here, like miles. It could be miles away. The wedding was at 9th Street Abbey, but I got there like way too early, like fucking an hour before it started, or damn near an hour. It wasn't quite an hour, but it was way too early. We showed up, but it worked out because driving past it, I realized there was like one spot like up front, an actual parking spot that you didn't have to like parallel park to. And I mean just one fucking spot within like... probably close to a mile radius. I mean, there is no parking there. And so, yeah, I ended up having to turn around and then like go back, but the parking spot was still there, and I got to park like right next to the Abbey. So I was pretty stoked about that. It's like, oh yeah. And then leaving was real easy. Just, you know, walk outside the door, bam, there's my car. Fantastic. Fantastic. I'm not big into weddings. I do not like going to weddings, mainly because I talked about it last week. I don't like dressing up for anything. So like funerals and weddings, not that anybody really enjoys going to funerals. I realize nobody really wants to go to a funeral. They don't want to put, I mean, it's just a down thing. So, but anything I have to wear a tie for is just not something I'm real crazy about. Which I guess, you know, I didn't really have to wear the tie at the wedding. But it feels, I have ties. I need to get better dress clothes. It's one of the issues. I don't have clothes that fit me so well. Pants are a real issue. They don't, like, dress pants. I can never find a good pair that fit me. And then, you know, a year or two goes by, I do something like bulk up to become a steel worker. And the shit just doesn't fit right anymore. My waist size hasn't changed since, like, fucking high school. But, you know, my below the waist, like, there's some differences. From all the years of long-distance running, there's not a whole lot of fat on there. It's just mainly just thinned out with muscle. But, I mean, there's muscle. There'd be a lot of gristle if you ended up cutting me up and trying to eat me. It would be really gamey. I'm just saying. If there's any cannibals that are thinking about perhaps barbecuing me up. A little BBQ action. Anyway. Yeah, I do have a big problem getting dress pants that fit. It's a bit of an issue. And I've had like the same dress shirts forever. But again, I never dress up. So it's not like I want to spend money. I'm a t-shirt connoisseur, man. I love a good t-shirt. I'm all about getting some sweet-ass t-shirts. As someone that has printed a lot of t-shirts. I really respect the art. Like, I don't mind, I guess, wearing nicer clothes. Which, again, these days, I don't even bother. Knowing that I have a job where I can't wear any nice clothes to. It's just like, why would I bother? Why would I bother getting any nice clothes? So, yeah. Anyway. It's not my element. Going to things where you have to dress up. But I got dressed up. And I ended up showing up way too early. So, you know. That's a plus. The wedding was pretty good. Of course, Justin married Ethan, and it was my first gay wedding. I wasn't sure how it was going to work out. I had not been to a gay wedding before, obviously, if it's my first. So I wasn't sure how they were going to do, like, the groom and that sort of situation, because, you know, is it just all dudes up there? Is it? But what they did was like have couples, and so there was guys and gals up there together. They came up as couples, and just kind of stood up there. But I mean, for the most part, I mean, it was just like a normal wedding. Just there was two guys getting married. There was nothing. I was kind of. I don't know what I would, again, I didn't know really know what to expect. I guess it just depends on what the wedding planner and what they wanted really to be the case. But there was a decent amount of people there. I'm really not sure. I mean, the Abbey was pretty nice there. The parking was like the only like downside I would say of the venue, the no parking. But whoever they had catered it had some good stuff. They had some barbecue, which, oh man, that was like, I saw like ribs were on the menu and I was like, man, I probably shouldn't. That's just fucking, I was wearing a white shirt, white dress shirt. Also, I didn't want to get the stuff stuck in my teeth, but I'm like, holy fuck, those ribs do look good. But, like, I was just going to go with the pulled pork, I think is what I had besides the ribs. And I was like, don't get the ribs. Don't get the ribs, dude. I'm like saying this in my head. Do not get the ribs. And, I went ahead and got the ribs, like one little thing of ribs. And I don't think I got a whole lot on me. Managed to not do get the stain, which I think I forgot to mention when I went to the zoo for Mother's Day. Maybe I did mention this, but I had gotten Dippin' Dots on my shorts. And it was like, I had gotten this... blue raspberry thing, something of that nature. It was like red and blue Dippin' Dots, and unbeknownst to me, because the wind kept hitting the Dippin' Dots and like blowing them everywhere, and I was trying to avoid that happening, but man, it was really windy that day, and it hit my shorts right on the dick, right in the dick area. Right inside the strike zone. And it was like red and blue. It almost looked like I was pissing blood or something. Very, very strange colors to be seeing right on the crotch. But, you know, thankfully it was the last thing we really did at the zoo was get Dippin' Dots, and then we fucking left. But we went up to the foundry after the fact, after going to the zoo. And, it was after we got done eating at the foundry. I realized I had this big stain of red and blue when I'm leaving, and I'm like, holy shit. My shirt was not long enough to cover the stain. And I'm just thinking probably not many people are really staring at my crotch, but you never know. Somebody could be like check out his package. But there was a very large red and blue stain. Right on my crotch, right on the junk. I'm like, what is this? Is this guy pissing blood? What's going on here? What is going on inside that guy's pants? But yeah, I digress yet again. I did ask Justin if what were they doing, like honeymoon wise. I believe he said they weren't going right away, but they're going to do a trip to New York, which I was like, oh, man, that sounds pretty awesome. I don't know what all they're going to do in New York, but I have only been to the airport in New York. I've been to JFK and then right outside New York. I was at Newark. flying into Newark, I got to see more of New York City from the plane. That was nice. That was when I could see my best view of, like, the Empire State Building and, of course, like, the Statue of Liberty, that kind of stuff. I don't remember seeing it, like, flying into JFK. I think it just depends on what kind of route you're going in there. I'm not sure. But flying into Newark there, I got a way better view of New York City. And, I was like, oh, yeah. I think he said they had not been to New York. The one funny thing that happened right before, because we had the service for the wedding was in the 9th Street Abbey. Then they were going to have the reception also in there, but they needed to put tables up because they just had like church pews, I guess. Or no, it was just chairs. There wasn't pews. That would be a lot harder to move church pews. I'm thinking, just thinking in my head, it was like folding chairs that they had set up during the service in rows. And then of course we man, my memory sucks these days. I mean, this just happened like a fucking week ago. I'm like trying to replay it all back. Age has not been kind to me. Anyway, yeah, so we had to leave to go outside, and they had drinks and a little bit of food you could get outside. I had like one drink. I did not want to be even remotely drunk driving back with my mother, of course, back to Washington from Soulard. And we hung outside for a while, and then but right before going back in, when they had the inside of the Abbey ready for us to do the reception, Shelley, of course, ended up was my cousin Jake wanted to smoke a joint with Shelley there, and he pulls out this joint that I believe was like a, I guess they call them cones or whatever. It was like a pre-rolled thing you'd get at like a dispensary that was like in the shape of a cone. The only way I can think to describe it. And my aunt and uncle there were going to partake as well. And Jake had like just lit the joint, and I remember thinking, but while he was lighting this thing, I was like, man, that just doesn't seem like a very secure joint, the way that's rolled. Because, I mean, where you're lighting it, it's, like, thicker and open, and it just, like, seemed too open, like the pot's just going to end up, like, falling out. That's, I guess, if you just, like, held it up in the air. Like, the part you're lighting, like, hold that up in the air and then just... try not to angle it down. But sure enough, after lighting it, the whole thing just, all of it fell out and like hit the floor, and it looked like a goose had shit on the ground. It's like, so didn't even like get to partake at all in any of this joint there. And it was just kind of funny. It was pretty funny. Hopefully they didn't waste a whole lot of money on the joint. You can tell it's like different times too. That he just left it there. Like he didn't like pick it up, you know, like 10, 15 years ago. If you did that with like a joint, like nobody's going to let that pot go to waste. Like that's on the ground there. Like they're going to, you know, hold it on and like pick it back up in something. And then, like, put it in a bowl. I mean, I imagine you're probably not too concerned about any germs you might get off the ground, considering you're just going to fucking light that shit on fire and smoke it. You know, just put that shit in a bowl. It was probably some pretty decent pot. I mean, it looked like something he probably bought at a dispensary. So I imagine it was of good quality stuff. But yeah, the wedding went well, I guess. one funny thing, there was my Aunt Sherry. Several people did speeches. My cousin Stephanie, Justin's sister, and my Aunt Sherry did a toast, and my Uncle Jim, one of Ethan's relatives, his cousin? I don't remember who she was exactly, but there was... there's at least like four or five people that gave a little bit of a speech. But my Aunt Sherry, though, was talking about Justin's into like filmmaking and everything. And she said when he was a kid, he was always playing with action figures and setting up scenes and all this stuff. Like it was a movie. And I was just like, one, I used to do that all the time with action figures. And also... the action figures he was using, I gave him. I mean, he might have had some of his own too, but I had a fuck ton of G.I. Joes. He's quite a bit younger than me. He's like 30, 30-ish, maybe 31, 32. He's early 30s. I've got at least a decade on him. So by the time I was done playing with G.I. Joes, I mean, he was just getting into that shit. So I gave him like all the G.I. Joes I had, and it was a good collection. Apparently, like he loved the shit out of those when he was a kid, from what I understand. And I was like, oh, I felt the connection there. You heard about the action figures. She didn't specify G.I. Joes, so I mean, I guess it could have been any action figures, but he had a lot of G.I. Joes. Just saying. I was like, oh, yeah. Like, I remember those action figures. And, yeah, Shelly and I would play with those quite a while. But when I was, like, most hardcore into G.I. Joe's is probably when Shelly was already a little bit older himself, you know, being, like, close to 4 years older than myself. He only played with G.I. Joe's for a little while with me. Or, you know, when I was, like, real young. Because by the time I was, like, by the time I had stopped playing with J.I. Joe's, he had stopped several years before. Like 3.5 to 4 years later, or before, whatever. No, I used to play with Trebejo a lot. We had, he had G.I. Joe's as well. And we would act out scenes and shit. Over at the Trebay House house or my house, whatever. Whose house? Whoever's house. But yeah, that was the big part in the speech, and that I was like, oh yeah, that's right. I did. Justin and Ethan though, they seem good together. As definitely seem. Oh, Agent Mulder's getting fed. He's flipping out. I don't know if you could hear that in the audio, but you could hear him like, I mean, he ran down the steps. He may only have three legs, but dude can take off, especially when there's food involved. Yeah, anyway. The digressions keep happening. As I cannot stay focused. The caffeine's like hitting should have already hit my bloodstream by now, which, I mean, I am definitely more alert, but I'm still not. Still not real with it. they look really good together. I mean, they're just genuine happiness. I mean, those two just seem like they had a great night that night. I believe they were going to hit the gay bars afterwards. There was talk of maybe like Clementine's, whatever. But, you know, having my mom with me, it was it was also going to be late. So I'm kind of old. maybe I would have blamed it more on my mom, but there is also like, oh man, I don't really want to be out that late. Also, I think it's a good thing that I don't have a dog, because just having a cat, like, I feel bad leaving for really long periods of time. He's, yeah, Agent Fox Mulder here is quite attached to me. He's usually like right by my side the whole time I'm home, unless. There's, you know, sometimes he'll just like lay and like do some sunbathing like down by the downstairs, but for the most part, he's down by my side, unless of course to, there's food involved, like getting fed. Like, he's like, fuck you, I'm out, I'm going to get the food. but at that point, I mean, I had been at the wedding when I finally left. It was, 10:30-ish. Hell, I don't remember what time it was. But I'd been there for like 5 hours or more. And I was like, man, if I get back at 2 or 3 in the morning, that's going to be rough. Then, of course, I had to do shit on Sunday, so. That would have made it really difficult to do all the things that I needed to do on Sunday. Because I think I just have way too much shit. Plan I do like every Sunday as far as cleaning and all that stuff goes, because I just put it all on Sunday, and then it's like I just hate when Sunday comes around. Should probably try to space that kind of stuff out throughout the week, but I'm just not, you know, it takes a lot for me to get motivated to do all the cleaning and whatnot. But yeah, there was talk of going to the gay bars afterwards. Shelly and Nabina had stuck around after I left. And apparently, I don't know that they hit the gay bar or not. They had gone to somebody's house that lived near there. And I guess hung out over there for some time. I'm not sure what happened. I did stop at Wally's after. Because I needed some refresh. Well, I needed to use the bathroom there. That was the main thing. Anytime I, you know, come back from that way, I got to stop at the Wally's, man. Got to go to the Wally's. I mean, if you're gonna make a pit stop around the Fenton area, I mean, you got to go to Wally's. I mean, it seems unnecessary for a gas station to be that big and to sell that much stuff. But, you know, I drive through there and it's like, fuck, I guess I got to go to Wally's. I think a lot of it is, I mean, it's just, it's like too convenient. I mean, there's usually always, you know, not that I've ever run into any issue like getting gas before in Fenton, like at Quick Trip or anything. But there's always, you know, plenty of pumps open to you just pull your car right into because there's a fuck ton of pumps. And they got some good food at Wally's. Plenty of jerky. A lot of options at the good old Wally's. I kind of lost where I was going with any of that. Other than, yeah, I skipped out on going to the bar afterwards. I was like, man, shit, I'm just tired all the time now. It's like fucking doing any real drinking too is just like, oh. And then having like an hour drive after like drinking, that just sounds fucking horrible. I would have loved to like hang out with him at the gay bar though. Just, you know, if I lived like right next to it. Yeah, then it wouldn't even matter. You know, it wouldn't even mattered to me that if it was, you know, like a couple miles from my place. I'd be like, oh, fuck yeah, we're going to the bar. I'd be like, I can check on the cat. I'll be right back. I'll give him some loving. I'll give him some treats, whatever, and then we'll go back at it. But, yeah, it was an hour drive from Soulard there, and I'm just like, oh, man. If I would have just, like, dropped my mom off, that's like an hour. That would be like an extra 2 hours of driving. And that'd have been rough. Because from the time I left at like 10 something, and if I would have taken her back home, I would have gotten back at midnight or a little bit later, and then still have to drive another hour to get back home. That'd have been rough. I have issues driving long distance. Not a great idea. Probably would have had some problems staying awake on the road. That would have been a real issue. And that's just not something I'm... I'm having a hard time staying awake right now. And I've almost killed this whole monster energy drink here. It's not saving me, man. It is not saving me. I am bonking hard. It is... Whew. Really wish I would have gotten some more sleep this week. It's fucking brutal. But, past like the, going to the Muffin Man's, which I'm kind of excited about that. I'm going to bring the guitars with me, the Epiphone Riviera and the Gibson, Les Paul Standard, of course. I'll be taking those over there. Hopefully that gets me a little bit of energy. And Shelly, I believe, are both going to be over there. So, which I wasn't sure if they were going to be there because, I mean, they go do things a lot. Like, they'll go to St. Louis a lot and do different stuff. I just wasn't sure if they were going to be there. But I talked to Muffin Man earlier, and it sounds like they're going to have a full house over there. So, there's going to be some Mario Kart action. Mario Kart. It's been a little bit since I played that. I have a feeling, though, especially after eating, I'm going to go over there and probably just pass out on his couch. I ain't going to be completely worthless because I am so fucking dead after running 12 miles. Going that distance, even though, you know, I walked a good chunk of the last three. But, I mean, I went the full distance of 12 miles. Those last couple miles. I didn't run the whole time, but, like, it was, I mean, I kept moving forward. I got there. Distance counts. Holy fucking shit. I am so tired. But, whew. Yeah, that the monster, I wish I would have gotten a 5-hour energy. That, I mean, I don't know that there's any way to completely turn around this just dead tiredness in me, but it would have been nicer had I gotten the 5-hour energy, because there's a little bit more caffeine in that. Even right now, I'm just like, well, maybe I could have another 5-hour energy on top. That seems like a horrible idea to have that much caffeine, because I need to get sleep tonight. I don't know that it's going to be difficult to do if I do that plus have a 5-hour energy, but it just might happen. I feel like I might have to. Fuck, I might have just get one of the pure recharges from Smoothie King, man, because I do need to refill on shit. Has lost some nutrients and whatnot. Oh, man. Whew. It's hard for me to, like, concentrate, man. It is just, like, my body is destroyed, man. I did some stupid... My toes, like, my feet haven't been this sore in forever. It's been, like, years. But I've had some issues, like, like the night before Trail Tuesday, I guess it was Monday, or maybe it was the day of Trail Tuesday. I don't recall exactly when, but I absolutely smoked my toe on this green screen that I have. It's a pull-out green screen. It just stays on the floor. You can raise it up. And I smoked that fucking thing so fucking hard that I'm pretty sure I'm going to lose that toenail. It was my pinky toe. My right foot, and I mean that toenail is all fucked up. And that's not the worst feeling toe right now, though. I think I might just end up losing a few toenails now after getting back into running here. They're all pretty fucking sore. When I ran long distance all the time, I had lost, you know, several toenails, but after a while, I don't know if my body just realizes, like, to a certain point, like, oh, he's just going to keep doing this. We'll stop. We'll turn off the pain receptors. There's no, because, you know, pain is just like a way that the body's letting you know, like, maybe you should stop doing this. But I feel like eventually my body's just like, okay, he's not getting the message. Let's turn the pain off. There's, because after a while, I mean, the feet aren't, the toes aren't so, like, sore like that, but I don't know if it's just also working, like the steel toe boots I wear. Like it might do better for me if I wore boots with laces at work to have that more ankle support and what have you. But I wear the slip on boots, and there's like no ankle support. But it's just so much nicer to be able to slip them on and off, and harder for slag to, like, go flying down the boot when it's just all solid on the outside, as opposed to having, like, the laces, even though, like, the ones I have with laces have met guards on them. But still, I feel like there's less likely of a chance for me to get some red hot slag inside the boot. Occasionally it happens. Having the thick socks helps avoid getting, like, too seriously burnt. which also another plus of having the slide-on boots is if you do have something like that fly down your boot, you can throw it off real quick if there's a real problem. Slide that fucker off. And, Jimmy Cro-Magnon he's going to be out of work for a while because he's taking off until July 2nd. As their daughter, Aria, him and Tiffany there, Tiffany's going to have a C-section Tuesday, they're doing that. And so they're going to have now four children at their house. So and Olivia is not quite 2 years old. So, I mean, they're going to have two little ones, one being, of course, newborn. And so there's going to be, a lot going on over there. So he's taking some time off to till Tiffany there recovers. And Jimmy Cro-Magnon and I, were talking about, we've known each other for like over two decades, 20-something years. And I'm amazed we never talked about this before, but we were playing Call of Duty like last weekend. I don't remember when it was exactly we were talking about it. We were playing COD, and he was talking. He had dabbled a bit in some screenwriting, which I believe we've talked about it, but like it's been a while. I know Shelley and I used to like do movie pitch ideas on the show sometimes. Like we had the Two Girls, One Machete. And there was the Indiana Jones sequel we talked about where the Nazis created AIDS and there was like a Stargate involved. And the Stargate also had like time travel things going on with this. And there was a monkey at the AIDS factory. There was some crazy shit going on. I want to say there was a monkey at the AIDS factory. I need to go back and listen to that episode. The plot to that was pretty fantastic. I'm pretty sure that this latest Indiana Jones didn't steal much from our idea, but maybe I'm gonna have to go back and listen to find out whether or not I have a real strong shot at a lawsuit. But anyway, I had gotten into screenwriting for quite some time. In my youth, in my like early to mid 20s, and I guess it had not come up in conversation with Jimmy Cro-Magnon before. Maybe we talked about it, but it was like years ago. But I didn't know that he had tried writing his hand at writing a bit. I had taken a screenwriting course at one point, and Gotta wash that monster energy off my teeth there. But yeah, I'd taken a screenwriting course, though I'd never actually finished like a fucking screenplay. The problem I always ran into, I would be really jacked and into an idea at the start, and then over time just trying to really work on it, just like really end up hating the idea. And not going all in, which, you know, from my understand that all writers, you know, it's like writing can be laborious. It can be like you want to start and just like get a rough idea and then you hammer out a first draft as, you know, quickly as you can and just don't worry about it being good at all. And then go back and rewrite until you just really get something, worthwhile. It's all about the rewrites. But I never even got to the point of rewriting. I would write a bunch of shit and then just decide, like, this is terrible. It's not going anywhere. This is bad. And a lot of times I would fall into it, like, I just didn't know. I would come up with a decent idea for an overall idea, but then I just wouldn't know where to go with it a lot of times. But hearing Jimmy Cro-Magnon talk about it, I was like, oh, I was telling him, I was like, man, we should try to knock one out. Which every so often I do come across that there was like, a year or two ago, I was like, yeah, I need to fucking get back and try to write one again. And I went back and read Save the Cat, the screenwriting book. And, I mean, I still got final draft on this PC here. And one day it'd be cool to just, like, say I wrote a screenplay. Whether or not anything happens with that, that'd be, you know, that's another thing. But to actually finish one would be pretty fantastic. And I guess I can say the idea that I had when, I guess it was Wednesday or so, because Jimmy was still there at the work there, Cro-Magnon. And I came up with the idea. I was thinking, you know, I wanted some thing like a as shit. This mic's getting a little rough there. I wonder if I got a little spit in there. Anyway, moisture's not good. Condenser mic. It's not good on any mic, I would assume. Condenser mics don't do so hot. Yeah, I was thinking like some sort of like coming of age tale would be great. But I thought, you know, write what I know. I have a hard time just like completely fabricating out there stories. I have to at least, anytime I've tried writing in the past, like every character, it seems I take like, it's another extension of me. I take like a certain part of my personality or something I would have thought at some time, and they're like, well, what if I went this direction with that? What if I would have made this decision? And that just it starts out as me and then just goes in a complete different direction. Anyway, I thought of, you know, ways that I could tie in at least like stuff that sort of have done and that I would know shit about, you know, whether it be running or what have you, and just kind of like tie things in. But I started thinking, like, you know, I grew up in the 80s and the 90s and thought about like, what if I did a Forrest Gump type situation where there's a coming of age, and also it's just like not so much like anything I've done, but have stuff from the 80s, 90s, early 2000s, throw all this stuff in there. I was thinking along those lines. Because, you know, working in a factory, just doing nonstop stuff, it's muscle memory. You don't really have to think real hard unless there's a lot of change, unless, like, every steel joist I'm doing is, like, slightly different, then I got to, like, kind of think. For the most part, it's you're doing the same shit over and over again. It's just, you can put that shit on autopilot, and your brain does whatever. my hand knows where to throw the gun, and it's like a rhythm based thing. It's like playing an instrument. So I have plenty of time to think, probably too much time. So I was like playing around with that, and I was like, I feel like just thinking that though, I'd end up just making Forrest Gump, but just in a slightly newer Forrest Gump, you know, different times. And I was like, the thought came to me, but like, you know what, which I've talked about this in the past on the show, but it's been a while, I think, as far as finding, like, as an adult, from what I understand, this was a common occurrence for people of my age, to find porn, or some of their first experiences with porn was being, like, finding a magazine or part of a magazine, like, in a field somewhere. Which always seemed odd to me that just you'd find this in a field. But there was a couple of occurrences as a kid where we found porn in a field. Like, there was a bean field that used to be where Schnucks is today in Washington, and there was a Finger Fucking Fun magazine there that my good buddy Toddy And I think Todd was the one to find that. And of course, we had to trek to it. He didn't live very far from there. We walked or rode bikes down there, and just, you know, it was an event. Well, I thought, you know, I thought about that a lot in the past, just how weird that is. And just always wondered kind of like, how the fuck does this porn end up in the field? Is it like somebody driving by, like truckers? I know, you know, back in my day that porno mags were, you know, constantly in gas stations and truck stops, which I don't know if they still are. I guess maybe, but seems unnecessary now since, like, everybody's got a cell phone and they can pull up Pornhub on the fucker. But in my head, it seemed like, you know, maybe they were jerking off in the truck with their porn mag and then just unintentionally flew out the window at some point, or just like, I'm done with that one, time to throw that in a field. Or maybe it's a farmer that's just like hiding it out there. Or it's like a more of a thing, like, I found one in a field when I was a kid and learned about it. So now I'm going to put this out in this field for another child to become a man. Look at it, finger fucking fun. Anyway, I don't want to get too far involved in the idea, because I might actually build on this idea and maybe actually finish the screenplay on it. It seems unlikely, but there's a chance. There's a chance. But I don't want to put all my ideas out there. But basically, the premise of this idea, which I thought about it a lot, and I had some ideas that roll around in my head the other day. But I mean, the whole premise is like a sort of take on Stand By Me and have it to where they are, there's a group of friends that are, you know, not even like teenagers yet, they're younger kids, sort of South Park age. And, you know, they talk, you know, dirty and stuff, you know, they're using bad words and everything. They're like, fuck you, and then all that stuff. Kids with some attitude. And it's sort of a situation like Stand By Me, whereas Stand By Me, they're going to find a dead body. They want to see this dead body. And there's a big, you know, adventure that ensues to see that. Well, this is a lot like that, except these kids, you know, again, are pretty young. The time period, I want it to be just like, I figured maybe in 1989. Because that's like, I would have been like 8 years old at that time. You know, maybe make these kids slightly older. Around that, we'll just say around that age. I'm thinking, and also, you know, I mean, like, coming of age tale, I'm just thinking, you know, like the kids from It or Stranger Things, like season one sort of situation. And with that stuff's like always a little bit more funnier to me too, you know, kids that just don't understand, like, and this is just like a great thing. I mean, oh, I could just go into like the ideas that I have about it. I probably don't want to throw that. I mean, it'd probably be all right for me to say the ideas. But anyway. Yeah, I mean, the general premise, though, is they're just like Stand By Me. Like, there's one kid like, hey, you know, maybe they'd seen like some Playboy. Again, like Playboy, I think they still make them. I don't even fucking know. But I mean, the Playboy, at least, when it was around, still there. That Playboy was probably the first thing I had seen as a child as far as porn goes. And it was just like a snippet, like a little thing cut out of a Playboy. And it was just, I think you saw the boobs and maybe just a flash of the camel toe down there. Because, you know, you're not even really supposed to see like lips, really, or at least that was what was like that I recall of the Playboy. And it was almost like Playboy. It's like guys, you know, tucking their nuts back behind. I think that's, it looks like a tuck job. Because somehow that's more civilized than like showing pussy lips. There's just... I feel like in some of them, maybe they just like airbrushed the lips out. Just, anyway, you know, like maybe one of these kids or whatnot could have, you know, seen Playboy and they're like, oh, that's not porn. Like, no, have you ever seen what the vagina really looks like? And then, you know, one of them knows about this thing. Maybe it'll be called finger fucking fun. Maybe it'll be called something else, but they'll be like, I have seen it. Gentlemen, I have seen what's inside. And then it's just, you know, a journey along the way to go find this porn that's out in some farmer's field. and to show their friends this magazine. But I, like, finger fucking fun has got to be, like, what... if not the name, but I mean, like the experience we had with that, I don't remember it so vividly anymore. This is, would have been like 30 something years ago. but I had seen like Playboy before that. But not like full on. I hadn't seen Hustler to that point or anything that would have just, shown like full lips in all their glory and what have you. Finger fucking fun. It was some dirty shit. I feel like it might have even just been like a calendar. I don't remember if it was just like a full on magazine or if it was a calendar or what. But I do remember seeing like one of the pictures from Finger Fucking Fun, and it was just this lady that had a very hairy bush. I mean, it was. There was hair all over down there. And I felt like it was almost more of like a gynecological? I can't speak. Yeah, you get the idea. Like it was some kind of doctor's exam, you know? The gynecologist is in there just like checking. Because I mean, if I remember, I wish I could see like the pictures on it. Googling it doesn't help. Just fun fact. But again, there was like full bush. And this woman was, like, spreading her lips to where, I mean, you could see, like, the uterus. I mean, you could see inside this puppy or kitty, whatever you want to call it. And I was almost able to see through her mouth, through the lips of the vagine there. And I remember thinking, like, ooh, that's what it looks like. It was, like, not, like, the most cleanest, like, lady either, you know? This was, like, late 80s, early 90s porn. And it was dirty for, I mean, even at that time, I mean, there was much better, of course, I mean, Playboy, but there was other porn. Like, I feel like this was dirtier than Hustler in that time period. And I just remember the big bush and just, like, the lips just, like, completely open, like if there was wind in there, I mean, she would have been able to sail away. There was it was quite the mind-shattering experience, which I would love to delve into that in like a movie scene for the kids, like experiencing that for the first time. Though now it would not be as special because all they do is like pull it up on their phone, but at this point in time it was like a fucking stuff that was, you know, printed on paper. And there was very much a monolith sort of situation going on with our friends and just like, holy shit, look at this. We finally see inside. but also I was kind of grossed out by it because, I mean, it did look nasty to me. And I was concerned at that point. I was like, ooh, am I really going to like vagina? Because looking at those pictures, like, ooh, is that what they all look like? Thankfully, that's not what they all look like. I'm just here to say. This was... And the bush that really, really... Even as a kid, it was like, man, that's a lot of fucking hair. which reminds me of the last apartment I had. I had found a book on erotic massage from like the 70s or 80s. As Mr. Fox is coming to say hello here. Anyway, I had found this book on erotic massage. And of course, I had to keep it. Whoever had the apartment before me just left that behind. I don't know how you just leave that behind. But they did. Guess they weren't doing any more erotic massages and just thought they'd leave a treat for the next inhabitants of that apartment. And I was amused by it. I was amused by it. And there's just like every picture that involves any kind of genitalia, male or female, is just these massive like wildlife reserves. It's just like animals coming right out of the hair. Which I could have cared less about the erotic massage part of it. I was just like, found it, you know, hilarious, these pictures of the the bushes in there. I was like, this is a historical document. As feel like people might be going more back that way. You know, I mean, you know, that sort of stuff comes in trends. As Agent Mulder here is trying to attack me here.
Hey, calm down, buddy. Calm down. Come here. Don't attack.
Is trying to calm him down here. You okay there, Fox? You gonna meow into the mic? Meow into the mic. Meow. No. All right, it'll just be me making meow sounds now. Unless he decides to attack me here. He is looking at me with quite the hungry eyes, if you will. Yeah, that book on erotic massage, though, pretty classic. I almost feel like, I mean, the book will be here when I die. I'm not sure where it currently is, but that book on erotic massage is floating around somewhere in here. If I ever move out of here, that why? I feel like that book's got to remain with me until I die. That'll be a real treat, you know, for some people in the future to find that, like, book of erotic massage. I feel like I should, like, hide it somewhere, like in the attic or something. Just leave that in there and forget about it. That would just be, you know, I thought it was a great treat when I found it in my old apartment. I would love, you know, to have that happen again for someone. Be like, this is like, holy shit. Like, what is this hair down there? Never seen such jungle of fur. Anyway, I got to wrap this up because I do have to go to the store before going to the Muffin Man's. And I don't have a whole lot of time before I was going to go over to the Muffin Man's. And I got to find some way to get some fucking energy going on. again, I am really tired as the Agent Fox Mulder here is rubbing up against the microphone. And he is standing on my laptop. So that's fun. So as always, that is a kid in a wheelchair, not a trash can.